This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Mother's Corner on Radio K Pulpit on this beautiful Tuesday morning. I am Barbara Jafter, your host this morning. We are a faith-based program created to encourage, uplift, and strengthen single mothers through the Word of God, through honest conversation and through time of prayer and testimony, and to journey with you on your single parenting. Mother's Corner is supported by Single Moms Raising Sons. It's a program that has been specifically created to place emphasis on raising sons with godly values, with character and with purpose. It seeks to equip mothers with the spiritual tools to raise the next generation of both men and women who honor God and respect others and live with integrity. So we also, you'll find in our program that we reference biblical principles, we share testimonies, and we go a little bit deeper. We have meaningful discussions to remind ourselves, to remind our single moms that we have an identity, a strength, and a hope that is rooted and found in Jesus Christ. So wherever you find yourself, single moms this morning, wherever you find yourself, please stay tuned in. Lean in a bit closer to the safe and supportive space where single moms can find spiritual encouragement, practical wisdom, and the reassurance that God is with us in every season. You may also join us on our Facebook page. That's the K-Pulpit Facebook page. Or you can send your messages and thoughts of or words of encouragement via our WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657. I'll repeat that. Our WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657. Welcome, mothers, to Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. Our topic for today will be finding God in the depths of broken places. Finding God in the depths of broken places. And our anchor verse to support that is Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Ladies, we know often we can probably all testify to this, that we often forget to seek God in the midst of our storms, when He is the only one who can in fact calm the storm. And our guest today has her own personal story of navigating and surviving many storms. But before I introduce our guests, we're going to break for a short break. We're listening to Matt Redman on Gracefully Broken. We'll be right back.
Visit our website and donate online with our Pay Fast button. You can also donate with a debit order or make a
will fulfill your purpose for me.
Welcome back. We have a very special guest that I'm going to introduce to you. But to recap, we are talking on finding God in the depths of broken places. Our anchor verse for that to support it is Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So we are joined today in studio, well, not in studio, via Zoom link, by Zenobia Ganat Pishe Sanani. She's a devoted mother, servant leader, and a woman who's deeply passionate and deeply filled with her faith. Zenobia lives every day as the most precious gift from her Father God. She has a huge heart after the broken and a testimony, and what she'll share with us will tell us exactly why. She worked in her calling for the longest time, serving in social development, and then she moved to 13 years of missionary journeys, both nationally and internationally. Now she finds herself on home soil back in South Africa, where she's an ambassador and serving on the Women of Substance SA. Zenobia is the proud mother to two phenomenal adults, Max and Chelsea, and she joins us this morning. Welcome, Zenobia. Zenobia, can you hear us? we seem to have a problem with sound. There we go, Zenobia. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Mother's Corner.
Good morning, Cape Pulpit. I'm here and ready.
Great. It's a pleasure to have you. A great privilege, Zenobia, to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's an honor for me to be here as well.
Thank you.
Serve the Lord in this platform, Cape Pulpit, and the listeners out there.
Thank you, Zenobia. Zenobia, you've got such a powerful story, and there's so much I want to touch on in terms of ministry and the calling. But before we get into that, can you share with us your journey on how you became a single mother, please?
Well, I always, when people ask me, I always quote the scripture, Corinthians 13, verse 13, where it says, all starts and all ends with love. And without the love of our Father, we cannot be. And it's just on that platform that I'm able to be the mother that I am, to serve my kids the way I am as a single mom. It was not an easy journey. If I must think, when I left their father, Max was 3 and Chelsea was 6. Coming from a very abused 2 years of marriage, and I decided that if I want to do justice to my kids and to myself, this is not my battle to fight. I tried all avenues to assist. I seek counseling, and at the end, I had to leave. And if I look back today, no regrets. I can only crown myself and say, well done. And I always say, deal with it. You cannot conquer what you cannot confront. Mm. And I had to confront my journey for where I was at.
Mm. That's powerful. I like that, Zenobia. You cannot conquer what you will not confront, or what you cannot confront. That's very powerful, and that speaks volumes. I'm sure we can spend time speaking on just that phrase. Your life scripture, as you shared with me, is Isaiah 6:8. Here I am, send me. Can you take us back to that moment you first sensed God calling you into missions, and what that journey looked like for you?
Well, I was only a little girl of 3 years old when I had a vision of my calling. And you know, all through my life, that vision has never left me. 3 years old. It's a long story, and I'm still going to write my book. So watch out, listeners. I've been in social development before I became full-time into missions and ministry. And I've always had this battle with the Lord for when I was at work. You know, when He puts you on that arrow where He shoots you in such a way where you become numb, when He speaks to you and you're so disobedient, and when you have ill faith, you don't see the journey ahead, but once again, He goes away and ahead of us, often and always. I could not understand when He said to me so clearly, you've got to come and follow me. You've got to go and tell, how am I going to do this, Lord? I'm a single mom with 2 children. How am I going to provide for my children? And one day, the pursuit just became too much. And I just picked my bag up and I walked out of my office. And I never looked back.
That's powerful. So are you saying that that stir, the calling was so intense that you made you made the decision on the spot to pick up your bag and walk out and follow Jesus?
Absolutely.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Wow, that's quite a testimony to many of us that procrastinate. You've also spent over 15 years serving in Southeast Asia as part of that calling, and among the unreached people groups, because you say your heart is to find the unreached. What has been one of the most life-changing lessons God has taught you through missionary work, Zenobia?
Obedience. To be obedient. I cannot start my story if I don't go back to the beginning and the community that has assisted me in the church, in pastors, in counseling, in leaders that supported me. And one of those anchors that lifted me up was Women of South and South Africa, as well as His Kingdom Ministries in Alsace River, where the tool that God used to change my heart. I cannot give credit to the Lord, because it's not something that I chose. He
yes.
chose me.
Yes.
And the passion was so deep inside that I could not look away or walk away from it.
Praise God.
I started out with my cell group 15 years ago with His Kingdom First Ministries at that time with Pastor Terry and Calvin Honey. And I started feeding the homeless under the bridge of Paro Center.
Wow.
It was 5 of them, and then it was 10 of them, and then it was 20, and then it just expanded. I started going out opposite the lighthouse. There's the police station. They used to have shelter there. And the group grew. And then someone came out to me and said, there's children in a flat in Ravensmead, about 120 children. Can't you assist us? And I started with that. And it just grew. And help came. You know, people came and they started. And the kids and I cooking on a two-plate stove
wow.
for all that families and children.
Wow. You know, this makes me think, as you share, Zenobia, it makes me think of how we often, and I'm included in this, we wait for the miracle to fall down before us. The heavens must open and the miracle's there, and then we'll step forward. And what you're sharing through your story is that you step forward without knowing where the provision was going to come from. Because, you know, God says, stretch out your hand. And so stretching out your hand means there's an action on your side before the miracle comes, before the provision comes. And the calling is what comes first, and then the obedience, and then the provision. And I think we try to see the provision immediately after the calling, and often that's not the case.
Well, within the work of our dad, it's activating. You've got to, like you said, and you've got to avail yourself. You've got to see the complete job. The job is done.
Yes.
It's because that he didn't say, when he said go and do and tell and help, he didn't say it's going to come with a certain criteria. You must have a certain bank account. You must drive a certain. He's only asking us to go. And then if we have faith as a mustard seed, he will
yes.
never leave nor forsake, because you're availing yourself as the body.
Yes, and Philippians 4:13 comes to mind. I can do all things through
Absolutely.
Christ who strengthens me. Not one thing, not some things, all things. With that in mind, we're going to go to a short break. We're going to listen to Not Pinner. I'm Barbara Jafter. I'm your host for the session. And we're speaking to Zenobia. Zenobia's got a very powerful story that she's sharing with us. And it is, after all, Mother's Corner for single moms, which is going to take me now to my next question, to know about those babies that were the trigger for her doing so much, and for her pushing so hard, and for her seeking her own father so that she can be the single mom that he's called her to be. So, Zenobia, as a mother to Max and Chelsea, how did you balance raising your children while pursuing such a demanding calling and ministry? Because you shared with us, you know, some of what you were doing abroad.
It's very, some will say, will judge. I can say I've had a lot of naysayers in my journey, people that couldn't understand I was called an abandoned mom. But you know what? If you know what you know, what you know about our Abba Father,
amen.
You know that he's the keeper of everything. He's the maker of everything. And the verse in Matthew 5, I think it's 25, that says we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat, about who's going to care for us. He even looks after the birds in the sky. I'm a different heart, I could almost say. Everyone close to me can attest to that. But I could not have done it, once again, without the community and support that I had around me. And the plus in my life was my kids made it so easy for me. And that came with the way I've reared them. I didn't raise my kids for myself.
Yes.
But I reared them for the community. I reared them to be independent. I reared them to be leaders out there. So they've also been in ministry from very young age, in youth. They've been sending missions out into Asia, into Africa, into local communities. They served under the wings of Pastor Susie Abrams with Latrio. And yeah, so it was easy. Our connect is easy up until today. And that is what Abba Father do if we are obedient.
Mm.
He will not put obstacles in our path when he knows that we are willing and we are able to do what he's asking us to do. So it all comes down with, are you obedient,
yes,
daughter, son? Are you willing to take that leap of faith and go and tell? And everything else just fell into place.
Mm.
They got their education through high school. Both got through their degrees. And I can just look back today and say, without you, Lord, without the friends, without the community out there, I could not have done this with Max and Chelsea.
Mm, amen. And well done, Zenobia, in your obedience, because, you know, we speak about obedience, but obedience and faith go hand in hand. You can't have the one without the other. When you step out in obedience, you need to have the faith to be able to step out. And, you know, Philippians 4:19 promises us that my God will meet all of my needs according to his riches and his glory in Jesus Christ. So well done on stepping out in obedience. You also speak quite beautifully. Oh, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm just thinking during COVID time, obviously I was up in Chiang Mai as an essential worker, and my daughter, when she's sick, she wants me around her. So I always had to be available for a video call. And, you know, I was 5 hours ahead of them. So that, Ben, say, I had to stay awake 24 hours for 5 days,
sure,
because I'm out working. When I come back to the missions house, I had to open my video and speak to her. She wanted to see me all the time for 5 days. Don't ask me how I did it, how I could get up the next morning and go back and help and assist them climb up those mountains.
Yes.
Here I am.
We survived. You did. I mean, you're the anchor mom, you know, just the fact that she needed to connect with you daily, that speaks volumes about how she felt supported by you. So, you know, it's about the actions. We can say whatever, but the actions is what tells us exactly what the connection is. So well done again. Zenobia, you speak quite beautifully about finding God in the stillness of the wild and the depth of broken places. How has nature and solitude strengthened your faith during difficult seasons?
Once again, the scripture comes to me, when the storm were raging and he was sleeping and everyone else around him were panicking and actually angry at him. How can you be sleeping when the storm is raging?
Yes.
So that is where I find my peace when the storms rage. That is where he speaks to me, where I get my visions, where I get my strength back. And if I think back of my late dad, my dad was a beautiful man of God. He traveled the world as a seaman, every port, and he actually put those messenger in the bottles and he would let it out in the ocean.
Wow.
And coming from a missions foundation of a grandmom that was Malay as a missionary, my father, my late dad, and having nature as a gift in such a way, it's also something that he taught me. Being the apple of his eye, he always, when he would come home, he would almost take me around, teach me things, and that stayed within me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started really realizing that I'm a different type of soul, most probably at the age of 14 already. I was very active with sports and I loved hiking, and it just grew. And you know, people, it affected people around me. But without nature, I can't be. Honestly,
yes.
If I'm not a city girl, if I'm not out in nature, I don't feel fulfilled. And that is also my way of getting away from the noise and the storms and just be still and be quiet and getting away and allowing him to fill me.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we are so busy, we don't get in the direction that we should, because we're overwhelmed with work, with ministry, with children. You need to find that place where that's your happy place, that's your quiet place, that's your still place. And for me, nature works for me. It speaks to me.
It does indeed. I can echo what you say. I feel exactly the same. In fact, there's many stories in the Bible where, you know, God, when he wants to speak to, when Jesus actually would go to a quiet place, he'd go up into the mountains, he would remove himself into a quiet place to speak to his Father. And if Jesus did that, how much more do we have to? You know, why would we think that it wouldn't be the same for us? And the world is indeed so busy that we need to quiet our spirits. And there's something about being in nature that you just feel the presence of God in a very powerful way.
But then also the scripture comes to mind where he says, when he looks up to the hill, where does my help come from? And when you are in that quiet space and you admire his creation, he fills the creativity in you that you need to go back into the normal world out there.
Indeed.
And these scriptures is there for us, you know, to sustain us. It's alive and active. It's real.
It is indeed. And, you know, as you speak about, you know, Max and Chelsea, that they too have a very personal relationship with the Lord, makes me think about Proverbs 31:28. Her children arise and are called and called her bliss. Her children arise and called her bliss. So let that be an encouragement to our single moms, that, you know, that you are not a single parent. The Lord is with you. He's with you. And we're going to go to our next short break. Please.
7 to 9 a.m. app. Visit.
They may not even know how to and where to start. What would you say to encourage them to answer God's call boldly?
Well, my mind immediately goes to our Queen Esther for times such as this.
Yes.
And specifically to make your request known to the king, as the scripture in Esther 5. I made my request known to my king.
Amen.
I've made, and you must be specific. We must be in detailed of our request. And you know, there is no such thing as, in my book, people always say, I make things look so easy. But again, when the obedience comes, he fills you with everything that's needed.
Yes.
All that ingredients to make your story a success. Is it easy? No. There's always hope. Hope and faith and the understanding of why has God put me in a place that he has. And see him that in it he is, and out of it he is, around it he is, omnipresent he is. He is the I am, and he is the one that will sustain you. I may make it look or sound easy. There's some of you that is right now in a crossroads where you saying, how can this woman just tell me I must just do this and do that? It is not that easy. Then again, you cannot do it on your own.
Yes.
Where two and three gathered, there he is. I could not have come this far if it wasn't for the help, but I had to step out of that closet. I had to open the door and walk out. I was drowning, okay? But my arm was out, and when the rest of the hands came, I had to grab onto it. So you have to be an activator. You cannot sit on your story and expect things to happen.
Mm.
You have to put it out. There is help in your community, within your church, to your church, with your friends. You have got to speak out.
Mm.
And it's very important that we understand our purpose as well. If I must look at my journey, say, for instance, when I left my their father, okay? If I must look at the situation that I was in that time, what I did, I investigated. I checked what will happen to my child at the age of 6 psychologically. What can I do? What counsel can I get to assist him when he's 13?
Yes.
And then also, the platforms that I used, I steered away from games, television. We were very creative. I took them to parks. I allowed others to speak into their lives. I allowed their teachers to discipline them. We were steering away from being raw with our kids. We want to sugarcoat and plaster things. When we want to heal, you've got to allow God to come in and do that operation within us. And when I say do that operation, women out there, men out there, because there's broken men too. I advocate for men and women today.
Yes.
You need to put yourself on that available platform. I taste the healing. I taste the freedom. And then again comes the obedience. And also when you do seek the help, make sure that you seek the right help, because people come in different coats as well. And then you end up worse than what you've been before.
Yeah.
So just be cautious out there. Not everything that looks gloomy is for you.
Yes, that's where discernment. This discernment is so important. And not to rush emotionally into something, but to pause and to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, because if you wait on him, he will surely answer you. Zenobia, you will not believe it. We are near the end of our show. The time has gone so quickly. I'm so enjoying chatting to you. And no doubt our listeners are encouraged. There's no doubt. Can I ask you in the last few minutes that we have to give us share with us a closing prayer for women, mothers, and families that are in a season that they need that upliftment, please.
Abba Father, I lift my hands up to the heavens, for my help cometh from Father. When we look to you of Psalm 91, even if we trample on scorpions and snakes, Lord, no harm will come close to our tents, Father God. Lord, I pray this morning for an intervention of your Holy Spirit, Father, for a healing, Father God, to those that's crying this morning, that's pouring out their hearts and saying, Lord, I can't anymore. There's no open door for me, Lord. Lord, I ask that you will come and saturate their mind, body and soul, Father God, that you will come and have an intervention in them, Father God, and a turnaround, Lord, and that they will seek your face like never before, Father God. I ask for helpers to come alongside as the helpers came to lift me out of the mighty clay, Father God. They will come alongside and pour into those hearts of brokenness where you can heal the brokenhearted in your Holy Spirit way, Father. I ask this in your mighty way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Zenobia, thank you so much for your time and your willingness to share your heart and your testimony. We look forward to speaking to you sometime in the future. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Please stay blessed, stay rooted and rising. Until next week, God bless. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate Pulpit, and everyone else. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Zenobia. Bye-bye, everyone.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.